This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The national news media have not discovered it, but the issue that is bringing out hundreds of citizens who never before attended political meetings is Common Core education standards. More precisely, it is the attempt of Barack Obama's Department of Education to force all states and schools to adopt specified national education standards for each grade level that will dictate what all kids learn and do not learn. Common Core means federal control of school curriculum. That means control by Obama administration left-wing bureaucrats. Federal control will replace all curriculum decisions made by state and local school boards, by state legislatures, by parents, and even Congress, because Obama bypassed Congress using $4 billion of stimulus money to promote Common Core. It's not only public schools that must obey the Fed's dictates. Common Core will control the curriculum of charter schools, private schools, religious schools, Catholic schools, and homeschooling. The control mechanism is the tests. Kids must pass the tests in order to get a high school diploma, admittance to college, or even a GED. If they have not studied a curriculum based on Common Core, they won't score well on the test. Common Core cannot be described as voluntary. Since Common Core is so costly to the states, it's an estimated $15 billion for retraining teachers and the purchase of computers for all kids to take the tests. Common Core is foisted on the locals by a combination of bribes, federal handouts, and as the price for getting a waiver to exempt a state from other obnoxious mandates, such as No Child Left Behind. Don't be under any illusion that Common Core will make kids smarter. The Common Core academic level is lower than what many states use right now.
Has your son or daughter expressed frustration with the liberal ideology and anti-Christian propaganda on their college campus? Encourage any students you know to join Phyllis Schlafly and other conservative leaders in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19 for the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
It is Friday, December 13th, 2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today. I really appreciate it. And our RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com, where you will see the names of all the guests that I've ever had on the program since October 23rd, 2010, as well as links to their websites. Just visit the website and click on the radio schedule button. That's my website. Please also visit SpingolaSpeaks.info, a site that one of our wonderful, very talented listeners created. There you will find a lot of links and files and all kinds of good things. During the program, email your questions or comment at Spingola.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls when we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. Our guest today is Werner Bach, and as of this minute, we can't get a hold of him. I'm not sure what happened. We have called his number, and anyway, nobody's picking up, so I hope that he is okay. The other guest that we had scheduled for today was Judy Day, and she was an advocate with Werner when he went to court recently. She also took care of some things at his home during his absence when the government put him in jail, when the court put him in jail. So I hope that Werner is okay. I just talked to him. Okay, he's here. Werner, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Dan. We didn't mean to stand you up, but I just got another bird being released. We had to wait.
You just did what?
Judy is here, too.
Oh, wonderful! Okay, how did that... Oh, that is so wonderful.
She just got released.
Oh my goodness! Okay, so now we have another story to tell. Judy Day is with us. Yesterday she was locked up in a hospital, but she is joining us also today. So, which is very good. She is the author of Judging Judy, and it is available. It's a Lulu book, and it is available. We'll get that link during the program so that you can order her book. It's available as an ebook. It is also available as a regular book that you can hold in your hand. So, Judy, welcome.
Hi. Thank you. Hello.
How did you get out?
Well, I managed to get out by having a tribunal with one lawyer, a patient advocate, and my best friend, at least, and myself. Four of us sat around a table, and the lawyer questioned me, and I told him exactly what happened and what I've gone through since Monday. And And at the end of it, the lawyer more or less said that I could be made voluntary again, thus I could make my own decision to check out of the hospital, which is what I did.
My goodness. So yes. You're there at Werner's house?
I'm here at my home. My home is in Fredericton, so Warner drove me back here, and we just arrived back, and he called your number.
Oh, okay, so that's why he wasn't home and answering his phone.
That's correct. He was he was chasing after me.
Oh, all right, so why did they put you in the hospital?
I guess it was Monday or whatever. My time now, when you're in the hospital, your time just frame just goes. But anyway, I had
Judy, excuse me, I'm sorry. There seems to be a lot of static on your line.
Okay.
I'm not sure whether you're on.
We're on a landline. I'm on a cell phone. And it's probably the best phone I have for a landline.
Because cell phones usually don't have as clear an audio. So.
Yes, correct. Yeah. But anyway, I started to get concerned about my hot tub. If the water in it looked very, very... And I had a little bit of concern, and then I went to my neighbor, and I was very anxious for a minute.
Okay, so I talked to you last Friday, and then Sunday you said that you were starting to have trouble with your water?
That's right, my hot tub.
Oh, okay, so then how did that get you in the hospital? You went to your neighbor?
I really don't know. I think I was anxious, and my neighbor thought perhaps that I needed some hospitalization. And called we have a group here that goes around in situations like that, you know, to monitor people in their home, I guess. Anyway, two nurses showed up here at my door.
Is that what you wanted?
Absolutely not. No, but
I'm kind of concerned about your neighbor.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess he was doing it thinking it was of my best interest. But I don't think he'd do anything like, you know, he thought it was best for him to do that.
Okay.
Because I do have a medical history of fibromyalgia, but I also have a medical history of bipolar disorder in Newfoundland. And once that you have been diagnosed or labeled with a mental illness, it goes on with you forever, and that's the sad thing about it, is that you never get rid of that label ever again. So anything happens, if you get anxious or if you know something is wrong and you're a little upset or scared, well then they take it as medical that you're either paranoid or you have an anxiety disorder. You understand what I'm trying?
Yeah, well, I get anxious every day, but I don't consider that having a mental disorder. I just feel like with all the stuff that's going on, I'm surprised that there aren't people who are anxious all over the country.
I know, but that's the sum and substance. And when I was in there, I was locked in a ward, and there wasn't anything there of comfort for anybody. Like, there was just a bed and a night table and an overhead table. Now, the overhead table, you know, the over, when you use over your, over bed table, I mean, both of them didn't have any breaks on them. And I woke up one night and I leaned up against the night table and I could have fallen right on my head. I just had to do a little acrobat to get off. So that was, to me, wasn't a very safe room either for me. So, and no television, no pictures on the wall, nothing.
And could you have left your room if you wanted to?
I could leave my room and walk down a 50-foot corridor and walk back again, but I didn't want to do that because then they consider you... too anxious, just what they call it, your pacing. And pacing, you're not allowed to pace either.
Well, I did a search this morning. We are coming up on a 3-minute break.
But
I did a search this morning on the internet, and the words I put in was U.S. government, comma, psychiatric hospitals, comma, dissidents. And I came up with, 13,700,000 results. And, the top one, okay, we'll get back to this on the other side of the break. Be right back in 3 minutes.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steenblok has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guests today are Werner Bach and Judy Day. And just let me share with the readers just a little bit of your background, then we'll get back to what we're talking about right before the break. You say, as your background, that you were a nurse educator and patient advocate, that you had 30 years' experience in perioperative nursing, before your nursing career came to an abrupt halt. But the book is about your personal experience of being misdiagnosed with bipolar disorder, a serious mental illness at the age of 50, instead of chronic fatigue syndrome or fibromyalgia or multiple chemical intolerances. You were maltreated by being detained in a psychiatric institution, forced to take psychotropic drugs or be injected. For almost 3 years, you were abused and maltreated by physicians, which made your true condition worse to the point of complete disability. After being diagnosed correctly, you sued the physicians, but you lost that battle, but have finally won by writing your story, which is entitled Judging Judy, Taking a Closer Look. So you wrote this story. It is available on Lulu. That's L-U-L-U. And many people have read your story. And so now you are helping others through your story, through your book, and just through, well, being a friend to Werner and others in helping them, because they have been also mistreated by the court system, by the medical system. And as I was saying before, that this is not atypical. This is something that that governments do using the court system.
Yes, correct. And,
wow.
The thing is that you lose all control of your life or your being when you're admitted involuntary, and the conditions that you live in for, or I've lived in for the last 3 days, is practically intolerable, because you don't have anything in your room. There's no radio. There's no television. There's no entertainment. You can read. They brought me in a book, a novel. I'd read that to keep my thoughts away from where I was. And the shower, believe it or not, the shower room had no railings on it for to catch you if you fell. I was afraid to go in the shower, so finally she brought me a shower chair to sit on to shower. And no railings around the toilet either. And it's difficult for patients when you have weakness in your legs to sit up or get up out of a sitting position without having handrails to guide you or to help you lift up.
So, well, I think also when you're under some sort of medication, I think that that you can also, it's also makes you very, very vulnerable.
Exactly. I had an armband on, risk for fall. You know, risk, I could fall. And there's no consideration taken by anyone that I could have fallen quite easily. And but that's it. I mean, and then you fall. So you fall. So what, as far as they're concerned? But in the meantime, I was very concerned about that over bed table that didn't have brakes, because I was so close to falling down and hitting my head at the side of the night table. It was unbelievable.
Okay, I'm kind of concerned about your neighbor. Does your neighbor know of your past history? Has your neighbor read the book?
Yes.
I'm kind of irritated that your neighbor called. I seriously am irritated.
Yes, yes. He has read my book. And again, you know, there's always, because for whatever reason, I was a little afraid because of what I saw. My door was open in the back of my shed when I came home for the 3 days with Warner. The door to my chimney, my little fireplace, was down on the ground.
There
was you know, and a rubber up in the woods. There was a rubber that I had nailed to the trees to keep the wires up, and that was cut. And then I saw two little bones there by my hot tub. And, you know, it was just, well, maybe somebody is trying to frighten me again. I don't know.
Right. Yes.
I think they call it gaslighting.
Yes, I think so. I think there was a movie a long time ago that by that name, Gaslight, wasn't there?
Change things around the place, and so that in the end, the person they are targeting, they doubt their own mind, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
And try to get them confused and so on, and basically undermine their self-esteem and their
autonomy.
Yeah.
Right. I think you two need to call each other when this happens.
Yeah, the only problem is an hour and a half, 2 hour drive away.
Okay.
So, but Judy, she came now several times when I was in court and supported me. And the last time, she stayed for 3 days with her friend in Moncton.
Uh-huh.
You know. And as I say, Diana, we appreciate very much what you are doing, that you have the courage to bring awareness to this issue. The other night, I was reading, I'm getting emails from Arthur Topham from British Columbia.
Oh, yes, uh-huh. In fact, I owe him an email.
The latest things on his website, and there was this fellow, Erickson White. He's now for 1 month in jail as a whistleblower. And there's the other fellow, Frank Frost. Basically, when the government wants to cover something up and wants to shut down whistleblowers, you know, psychiatry to the rescue.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, they do it all over the, you know, in several other countries as well. Now, they used to put very vocal people in hospitals. And I'm thinking of James Forrestal and Smedley Butler. And there's been numerous other people.
And Eustace Mullins.
He didn't die in the hospital, I don't think, but they
drugged him up and he was left for the rest of his life with serious neurological damage. I saw his last interview.
Okay.
And you could see it there. It's on YouTube. It's the last interview he gave.
Right.
But here I want to throw out another idea. Now in police cars, they got cameras there to monitor the conduct of the police officer.
Huh.
And I think it's high time that any interaction between the psychiatrist and their client is being recorded.
I think it should be recorded. I really want to advocate that. If a patient has to go to psychiatrist for an independent medical assessment, that independent medical assessment should be recorded. Because,
of course, and that's what you attempted to have done then.
That's right. I attempted to have that done with Warner, but the psychiatrist came in to see me this morning, yesterday, and all of a sudden I realized that he was doing his interview for me, and I had nobody present as an advocate.
Sure.
But folks, this
audio is still very scratchy. So what I'm going to have you do is give your phone number to the producer, and he will call you back and reconnect. So maybe we can get a better connection.
Okay, I'll see if I can get a better connection here.
Give your number to the producer.
Yeah, he's hanging up. We gotta get on the phone.
Okay.
You got the number there.
Minutes.
Okay.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring. So be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful, a gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order.
That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guests today are Werner Bach and Judy Day. Welcome back. Okay, let's hear what you sound like. I think we've reconnected during the break.
Does it sound a little bit better?
Yeah, you sound great. Judy, let's hear from you.
I think this is a better phone.
Yes. Hello?
Yes. Hello, dear. How
better
are you?
Better phone?
Yes, that's better.
Okay.
Oh, bless your hearts, both of you. You've just had a terrible situation. I've never been in jail. I can't imagine being in jail, but as I mentioned earlier, the courts, in conjunction with the governments in several countries, are using this ploy. And Judy, you said that you experienced chemical intolerances. And I think that is very common. I think a lot of people who suffer from respiratory problems and other problems, ingesting things that they're not that make them sick or make them go into anaphylactic shock. I think it's all environmental, and of course it's very dangerous.
Exactly.
And when you consider the side effects of a lot of medications, and as a couple of doctors and professionals have said on this program, the side effects are very intentional, very deliberate, and it's the side effect. Every medication has side effects, and so I think that when you combine those side effects plus all the environmental toxins that we all live with, you're going to have some problems. And I think, as you said, as you indicated, they misdiagnose those problems and consider you a kook or have a mental illness. I guess kook isn't a very nice word.
Well, anyway, they've thrown so many things at us, but it is not just only one single medication, but when they mix medications that shouldn't even be mixed.
Well, Dr. Carley? I have in my record where a pharmacologist, she taught pharmacy at the university. I had her as one of my witnesses, and she stated that if a person comes in, say a young man comes in, don't know exactly what diagnosis to put on him, they will prescribe Prozac or one of these psychoactive drugs. And then if they go over the edge with the drug, then they are diagnosed as bipolar. That's right there written in my court documents. Because I sort of said, okay, so they're giving them a psychoactive drug to bring on a mania or a psychosis, and then they're diagnosed with bipolar disorder and being medicated the rest of their lives, of some of those people. And these drugs shorten people's lives for at least 10 or 15 years. That's a known fact.
Oh, certainly. And of course, it only benefits the pharmaceutical industry. And they would like to have all of us on some sort of a drug. And the problem with those drugs is that you can go into your regular MD, and if you express that you're anxious or something, or that you're sad, when my mother passed away about 6 years ago, yeah. I was just chatting with my doctor, and she said, oh, do you need something for your sadness? I said, no. I mean, they are so...
And they'll only give you 6 months now. I think that's the deadline. You have, if you're not over your death, the shock or the grief of a partner's death or somewhere, then you may be diagnosed with depression. You know, they've got all these...
Well, I wasn't even depressed. I mean, it was just...
You were grieving your mother's death, or, you know, that's nothing to do with having a mental illness. I mean, if you didn't grieve a loved one's death, I think then you'd be abnormal.
This is what they, for example, the soldiers in the field, when they see all that death and it overwhelms them so much, they don't have time to basically process it in their mind and in their soul. That's how they get post-traumatic stress disorder.
And of course, I believe that people are not put on the earth to kill each other. And when soldiers join the military or whatever, they think they're doing something really great and patriotic, that they're helping their country because that's how their brain wants to think. And then when they get over there and they see what they're actually asked to do and then participate in it, because in the military there is groupthink. In other words, there is no independent thinking whatsoever. Everybody must think the same way. And so if you have one very aggressive soldier, then all the rest of the people will follow along. And, of course, individually, you have to live with your actions and what you've done. And if you've killed innocent people, women and children, and participated in violence, you are going to have a mental reaction if you're normal.
Exactly. This is the thing. Yeah.
But this seems to be become more and more a rarity among some of those psychiatrists and the people that work in psychiatry.
Well, I had Dr. Linda Loggeman on the program a couple of times. In fact, I need to have her back on. And she indicated that they are attempting to even have people as young as 6 months old on psychiatric drugs, and those are prescribed by regular by pediatricians? Like if a baby is colicky or has some sort of upset or seems to cry more than the parent would like, then the doctor will just immediately write a prescription for an antipsychotic drug. We're not talking about, we're talking antipsychotic drugs.
Yes.
Which is just a crime. Absolutely a crime.
You're telling me, because most of them now have been known to bring on psychosis instead of actually treating it.
Oh, of course. Of course. Oh,
and then you give the soldiers, you give them an antidepressant, and you give them an anti-anxiety, and an antipsychotic, three-in-one mixture, and they become so out of their minds that they go out on a shooting spree or killing each other. And it's not, that may not, I don't know, you can't go back and say what if and what if, because the deed is done. But if there's a pattern all the way with these people doing that, shouldn't there be more longitudinal studies done or some kind of studies to stop this? Because the medication is causing them to become uninhibited. Therefore, if they shot, they keep shooting or do other things that are not normal. So really, I mean, that's the big issue with these antipsychotic drugs. They're dangerous.
Of course. But in as much as the people who could make those changes are in the pockets of the pharmaceutical industry, that is never going to happen. You're never going to have any independent studies because the pharmaceutical companies do their own studies, then they go to the FDA and they say, we've done these studies and this medication is perfectly fine and safe and everything. And the FDA, which is basically an agency, a government agency, that was created to protect the corporations and not the people. Verna, go ahead. You had some comment.
Well, I lost my train of thought, but what it boils down, follow the money.
Yeah, exactly.
Wherever it is, you know, in the government, it is so, or the government agencies, they are so compromised.
Right.
To the money issue, their pension funds, their private investment portfolios, you know. And,
sure.
As I say, the psychiatrist, they should disclose to where, in what kitty did they put their money?
Is there
right, shares of the pharmaceutical companies and so on?
Well, a lot of the psychiatrists, the head of the Psychiatric Association of America, probably came from the pharmaceutical industry because there's a revolving door between corporations and government agencies. And so it's, you know, they're just all pretty much, one big happy group, while the rest of us, and in fact, Uncle Rick in the chat room said 861,000 people a year are killed by properly, and we want to put quotation marks around that, properly prescribed medicine each and every year. That's genocide. And yet, as Dr. Daniels has said, there's no yellow tape around the hospitals, and that's where a lot of these deaths occur, is in hospitals. But now, each of you have a different experience as to how you got onto these drugs, how you happened to be put in jail. And so when we come back from the break, let's talk about that. Okay, we'll be back in 3 minutes after a word from our sponsors.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at StemGevity.com today. That's StemGevity. StemGevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs StemGevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNforAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNforAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNforAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNforAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guests today are Werner Bock and Judy Day, and she is the author of Judging Judy. It is available at Lulu, and Judy is spelled J-U-D-I. It is available as both a softcover book, paperback book, and as an ebook. Alrighty. So you both have different reasons why the government targeted you, or why you were misdiagnosed, or whatever. We know that we've talked to Werner before, and we know that the government is trying to silence him because he does talk about what is going on up there. He talks about the fact that he is in that the government actually wants his land. They're trying to seize his land and do all kinds of other things. Correct, Werner?
Deanna, it's not about that the government wants to seize the land. That might be fit into the bigger plan of basically globalization.
Right, but Agenda 21.
Yes, just big multinational corporations basically are the industries that supply us with the with all the needs. In this case, with food. You know, big agro corporations. International Argo Corporation. But in the meantime, there are intermediate stages where they basically let some criminals wear down the old-fashioned, the traditional farm, so that they get out of business. And they have achieved this purpose here in the Maritimes and here in the northeastern part of the United States. They have achieved this now, that a region that at one time was self-sufficient in food production is now on the average importing 90% plus of the food into the region.
Okay. And of course, they've also accused you of animal abuse and all kinds of things.
Well, it has been well basically debunked in my court proceedings. But when they couldn't pull that off, then when the court proceedings were over, then after nearly 3 months, they throw this psychiatric crap at me, and they use the Provincial Procedures Act, completely illegal. They can use it at the beginning of the trial or during the trial. When there are any questions about the accused's mental capabilities or if they are, right now.
It's hard, now let me take one of you.
Basically, during the trial, the judge can order a psychiatric evaluation, but
right.
Not after he waits for nearly 3 months.
Which is what they did in your case.
That's what they did in my case. And
well, I think they didn't probably know your story until after the you had been to court a few times. And then they decided, what are we going to do with this guy? I know. Why don't we send him for a psychiatric evaluation?
Diana, if this gets out to the full extent about the mischievousness and the criminal cover-up by government institutions, federally and provincially, from the RCMP to the Department of Agriculture to the Department of Environment to the Department of Health. If that comes out, people will get a wake-up call, and then they will ask, why are there so many sick people around? How come we don't have jobs here anymore? Why do we have to haul those shale gas companies in here to mess up whatever healthy environment we got left, you know?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of questions will come up when this issue is being brought out in the open. But it is a very slow process, especially when we are dealing with a controlled media and basically a media horse for hire that are always thrown out false information and lies and slander in order to discredit any kind of a whistleblower.
Sure.
And as I say, and then the next one, when everything else fails, psychiatric horse for hire to the rescue.
Sure. And I think, too, it depends on the whether the whistleblower is well-known or not. Yesterday, the name Pat Tillman came up. And certainly he was going to come home from Afghanistan and blow the whistle on exactly what the troops were asked to do over there, was to guard the poppy fields. And he was going to come home, and because he is so popular, he would have blown the whistle, and people would have said they would have believed him. And he would have had a lot of publicity because of his popularity as a sports figure. And so I think that you were being pretty effective in what you were doing. You've made some YouTube videos, and I think that you were starting to draw the politicians and the corporations' attention, and so they had to do something. And the best way of doing that, of course, would be through the court system. So it could be that they just didn't send you for psychiatric evaluation immediately until they figured out, okay, look, this is what we need to do.
This guy's doing too much damage.
Sure.
To their, carefully groomed image.
Sure.
That they're portraying to the public.
Sure. Now, Judy, what did you do that drew their attention, or was it simply that you were just another private citizen that was made a victim? And there are lots and lots of private citizens who are made victims.
Well, Well, what happened to me, I had a job in a hospital, and I was in charge of the editing and quality control of the operating room,
and which
means that you did audits, nursing audits, and things like that, and you see deficiencies that there, that will take place in an institution like that. And then I went back to university that next year to increase my education, because I knew that I'd like to do counseling now instead of this job. So when I came back to Newfoundland that year, things sort of changed for me, because the healthcare corporation of, I won't say the hospital now, they had sort of joined three hospitals in one, like they do sometimes here in Canada to save money. They will incorporate. And now, instead of my standards, which were only for the health, one hospital, they were going to have to either keep these standards for all the hospitals or reduce them a little bit. And I believe they thought that Judy would never go along with that, because I was very conscientious with infection control and, confine and contain, that to keep the infections at bay, and all the other aspects of quality control for patients. So I really believe that. Now, I was sick in the meantime. I had bronchitis, pneumonia, and I was taking antibiotics and antidepressants and anti-nauseants at the time, because I was ill in bed. But I happened to go down to a meeting, and I did blackout. I know that from the medication and the fact that I was so ill. But then I went to the emergency on my own, and helped by two sister nurses who came with me. And before I knew it, I was in the emergency, telling the doctor there that I'm very sensitive to medications, and I just had a blackout down at the. I don't know for how long, maybe 2 or 3 minutes. I don't remember, because when I came back, I was just out in a sweat, and somebody was handing me a glass of water. So that's then, of course, they transferred me from that hospital to the psychiatric hospital, because all I said that I needed a rest, I needed a bed, and I was told there were no beds at the general hospital, and there were no beds at the other general hospital. So you'd have to go to the psychiatric hospital. And I just spoke out and said, well, all hospitals now are under the same bylaws, because you're all incorporated now. I knew they had incorporated 3 months prior. And I was reassured, yes, that's it. You'll just go there for a few days, and we'll transfer you back to the general hospital, where I worked, actually, in a few days. But that never happened. They got me into the Waterford Hospital, and that's where I stayed for 5 weeks. And I was,
wow! Oh my goodness!
I was there, and nobody. They didn't have a tribunal after a few months, like weeks, like they should have. They kept me there, and they finally discharged me. I couldn't.
Amazing. Alrighty, we are at the top of the hour break. We will be back at 6 minutes after the hour. And then we'll pick this up on the other side of the break.